balls, no strikes on Roger Maris. Here's the windup. Fastball.
Hit the right.
The highlights of the 1961 record-setting season play endlessly at the Maris Museum in West Acres Mall in Fargo. Jim McLaughlin helped raise money and organize the museum. He says at first, Maris was reluctant to allow a museum in his name. Finally, he agreed if the museum would be in a public place with no admission charge. Jim McLaughlin says Maris gave nearly all of his awards and memorabilia to the museum, where thousands of people see them every year.
I've been asked by a lot of people, are we going to keep the museum if somebody breaks the record? Well, certainly we are. Babe Ruth had the record for 34 years. Rogers had it for 37. He's a hometown boy. We're proud of the museum. We'll keep it.
Across town in a quiet residential neighborhood, there's another more private shrine to Roger Maris.
Look at this room. Look at the walls in this room with all these pictures. I think about him every day.
Bill Weaver was a Fargo sportscaster for 20 years. He vividly remembers ordering in dinner and spending the evening watching the Western Union ticker in the newsroom as it slowly relayed the details of each Yankee game in 1961.
His dad would always come down with me, and we'd sit and watch. And I don't suppose there's Western Union tickers today like those days, but it would tick, tick, tick. It would go HR, home run, NY, New York. Then we'd have to wait a few seconds. Then would come the M, and then would come the A. Now we sit there, is that Mantle or Maris? Which one is it?
Bill Weaver first knew Roger Maris as a star high school football player in Fargo. Maris once returned 4 kickoffs in a row for touchdowns, a national record that still stands. Early on, Maris exhibited his independent, no-nonsense personality. He was recruited to play football at the University of Oklahoma. When he arrived in Oklahoma City on a bus and found no one from the university there to greet him, he turned around and went back to Fargo. When he showed up in New York to join the Yankees, he was dressed in blue jeans and a sports shirt. Told to get a better wardrobe, he snapped, "If they don't like how I dress, I'll go back where I came from." That curmudgeonly side of Roger Maris caused reporters to vilify him when he played for the Yankees. The Yanks were Mickey Mantle's team. The sports writers called Maris aloof, rude, and a hick. Bill Weaver's temper still flares when he recalls those days.
I just don't understand how some of those reporters back then could turn against him, but I can see he could be sharp. I will tell you this. If Maris didn't like somebody, just get out of his way. That's all. But people don't really understand. At night after night, getting the same questions. Are you going to hit 61 home runs? He doesn't know if he's going to hit 61 home runs. The same question. Your hair is falling out. Is that the reason? Because in this home run race? And all these goofy questions. Now you move to another town 3 days later, and here they all come again. 3 days later, here they come. It'd drive anybody to lose their hair.
Weaver remembers Maris being unrepentant after an incident in which he slighted Hall of Fame second baseman Rogers Hornsby. Hornsby had derided Maris as a singles hitter. When he later asked Maris to pose for a picture with him, Maris refused.
His dad was kind of chiding him about that Hornsby story. And Roger spoke up and he said, "Dad, I can't pick my relatives, but I can pick my friends. And when I pick a friend, he's going to be a friend for a lifetime."
Bill Weaver remembers the Roger Maris who got him tickets to a World Series and then, without saying a word, paid the airfare and hotel bill as well. He recalls the Maris who asked friends to keep his charity work secret. To this day, Weaver refuses to tell those stories. The race to set a home run record in 1961 had Maris neck and neck with roommate Mickey Mantle until Mantle was injured late in the year. Bill Weaver says reporters fabricated stories about fights between Mantle and Maris.
Roger would tell me, he'd say, Mickey's sitting there reading the paper, and he called across to Roger and said, "Hey, Roger, you and I are fighting again." And they laughed it off. Who was the person that was a pallbearer at Roger Maris's funeral? Mickey Mantle. Who was the person in that pew that I sat across from that cried his eyes out for 1 hour at Roger's funeral? It was Mickey Mantle, his close, close friend.
For Bill Weaver and other Roger Maris fans, the final, most painful slight was the failure of sports writers to vote Maris into the Baseball Hall of Fame. This season, Roger Maris may lose the place he's held in the record book for 37 years, But in Fargo, his hometown hero status will be undiminished. I'm Dan Gunderson, Minnesota Public Radio.